Blog Talk Radio.
Better love.
Oh my God. Okay. I was talking. Better love. Welcome to the Truth to Power show. And this is Beverly and Eddie Rodriguez. And we're looking at Puerto Rico and South Bronx Christmas. How are you doing, Eddie Rodriguez, tonight?
And Merry better Christmas. Love to you. Very Merry Christmas to you, too. Happy holidays to you and loved ones and all. Everyone in our listening audience tonight, it's been a wonderful week here in Puerto Rico, getting back into the roots of some of the traditional Latin music or stronger Puerto Rican music for the holidays that you hear. And it's pretty much, you know, the topic tonight is really just going through, looking into a Puerto Rican apartment in a tenement house in the Lower East Side or Spanish Harlem or the South Bronx. And, you know, taking this into what was happening during the family get-togethers, which were always pretty much sponsored, or the person, the patriarch of the family, you know, your grandparents, or you get together at their house, and all the sons and the wives and the grandchildren, and a lot of food, a lot of drinking. The older, obviously, everybody was thinking that was old enough to drink, but you know, it was time to party. It was called a paranda. That's what we just heard. And in Puerto Rico, they used to go from house to house. You know, they still do it in some parts of Puerto Rico, and they go singing. You know, like a troubadour, and they still singing. And what happens is, you know, the people are sleeping, right? So they got to get up. And if there's, I don't know, 5, 10 people out, they got to invite them inside. And they're ready for them to come. And they have food and drinks, and then that's part of the celebration of Navidad in Puerto Rico. It wasn't always like that. You know, Christmas, from what I understand, came in later as a holiday. You know, we're listening to that first. The music that we just heard is typical traditional Puerto Rican music with one guitar called el cuatro, which is the high pitch guitar. Then you have the regular Spanish guitar doing the second part, or like a bass part to the cuatro, and the gourd or the guido is a wooden instrument. It's a board with ridges in it so that you can make a sound when you go up and down with a pick almost, you know. It could be two pieces, three pieces in the pick, even with one pick. But the most important thing was the singing, the troubadour, the ability to improvise, the ability to rhyme, the ability to tell a story. This is what Puerto Rican folk music is all about, trova music. Not only what we learned about in previous shows about the African influence in the drums and the bomba music that's also indigenous to Puerto Rico, but I believe that this is the Spanish influence of the guitars. Was more popularized, obviously, during the 50s, the 40s, and 50s. And then even into the 60s, because the Puerto Ricans are still coming in to find work in New York and Chicago and different parts of the United States. So, you know, just a little taste of going into a home during the Christmas holidays where families get together and they listen to music loud. And everybody is just having a good old time. And how about you, Beverly? How about in your home, in your household, in African American homes in Detroit? You know, what's going on there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it was a good time for family to get together. You know, especially when you was a child. You know, I can still remember the feel of Christmas, you know, and it's just a happy, excited time, you know, and family getting together and other relatives like cousins and things coming over, or we going to their house. So it's really a time of a family to me, you know, I guess, and everybody doing. That's what this season is about.
Exactly. And like you said, it's time to get together. It's time to think about giving. It's time to give about the birth of Jesus Christ, you know, to celebrate his birth. And, you know, it's so interesting because in Latin American countries, well, it's Puerto Rico. My mom doesn't talk about Christmas, what she talks about is Christmas Eve, not necessarily a holiday called Christmas. Christmas Eve is known in Puerto Rico as Noche Buena, in other words, the good night, you know, the good evening, the good, you know, good night, you know, of the year, because that's the night that Jesus was born. And all these countries, a lot of Christianity, obviously Catholicism and Christian Pentecostal, Evangelical Baptist, Presbyterian, you know, Methodist, the Mormon. I mean, they're all over Puerto Rico. So,
okay.
You know, but Puerto Rico was a colony of Spain from the 1500s until 1898. And so, and then, we have this one, 1898 to 104 years on the United States rule, so to speak. And those beginning years were pretty tough because the Spaniards left. The Puerto Rican war, that whole independence movement that was going on in the Dominican Republic and Cuba, and they were able to get their independence. In Puerto Rico, they just kind of, those stormtroopers came in and, you know, they won a war without firing one bullet, you know. And
right.
So Puerto Rico was so poor. The people were in such poor condition. The Spaniards had bled them, their energy and their resources and their spirit, you know. So, but their spirits were already down here. But what was worse was that in that time, you know, 1900, 1901, all the way into the 1930s, 40s, there was no vote for a leader in Puerto Rico. What they were doing all those years were they were installing a military governor.
Mm.
So if you can imagine, you know, the Spaniards just leaving, right? And there was a lifestyle. And then coming to be controlled by a military governor, not even knowing what was going on. You know, created even more poverty. And, you know, until today, I mean, they're still talking about Puerto Rico, colony of the United States, when is it going to be a state, when is it going to be independent, when is it going to be a republic, you know. I grew up in the U.S., and I haven't seen any other country as great as the United States. So whatever people, whatever they want to choose as a country to be affiliated with, you know, you have to choose a superpower if you're going to survive. As either China, Russia, or the United States. And so Russia right now, you know, they're looked upon as a barbarians. Who wants to be with the Russians, you know? And you know, like dictatorship, that, you know, buddy-buddy system government. And then the Chinese, obviously, you know, the Puerto Ricans, they got Chinese restaurants all over Puerto Rico. And they're investing in Puerto Rico for many years. They got Chinese that speak Spanish. So, but who wants to, you know, I mean, that's a different culture entirely, so. I think
so
Puerto
what,
Rico.
What is the food
the best
that y'all eat?
Affiliated like? With the U.S. Uh-huh. Right.
Okay. What is it like? Mexico is known for tacos. What are y'all known for there? And like China is known for Chinese food. Do y'all have a special that y'all known for? Like we known for soul food.
Well, you know, Puerto Rico has its own type of, I would say, particular style of cooking with different ingredients to give it flavor. It could be anything from a green plantain, you know, to a ripe plantain, cut in the middle with meat that's seasoned. It could be like you've seen, you know, like tamales. We have all kinds of tamales. But Puerto Rico is known for rice, arroz con gandules, which is rice and mixed with green, not green peas, but green, gandules. Gandules, there's some type of bean. Green and like very small, not a big deal. And the flavoring for that, there's a specific flavoring for that particular dish. And then lechon asado or pernil. Pernil is a pork shoulder. And they prepare that the day before. They're going to cook it. They puncture holes in the meat, you know, all across. And then they fill it with the flavoring that's made, you know, with natural, with it's not that much actually. Basically, garlic, salt, pepper, and that's left there overnight.
So, like, you know, restaurant, if you were to go to a city and, you know, you see soul food, automatically you're going to say, okay, that's the black people, African America, high up there.
I want some collard greens, I want some.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. Do y'all have, like, a restaurant that you know that, you know, it's a Puerto Rico restaurant?
Puerto Rican food. Oh, yeah, Puerto Rican food, they will sell you. Yeah, absolutely. You know, they have some dishes. You know, they would have a lot of seafood dishes here. But I think that the main thing that you would think of that you see in Puerto Rico and you don't see anywhere else is a dish called mofongo, M-O-F-O-G-O, F-O-N-G-O, mo, like mo, Larry and Curly, mo.
Uh-huh.
Fun,
okay.
Like fancy, fun, more fun, telephone, no, but not fun. And then go, like go, you know?
Geo. Mofongo.
That's Puerto Rico 100%. But let's get back to some Puerto Rican music here. Let's give them a nice little taste of what's going on in these homes. And better love. This tonight is Truth to Power with your host, Beverly D. And I'm so very much grateful, Beverly, for you inviting me on and giving people a little bit of
my pleasure
of education and entertainment at the same time about a culture that they probably don't even know. A lot of people that American currency is used in Puerto Rico. Some people say, oh, Puerto Rico, what kind of currency? I said, American bank. It's the same. And Puerto Rico right now is really a tourist industry. That's they depend on that a lot. And but yes, let's brighten up the night and Feliz Navidad.
All right, let's go. Let's see.
Que a Dios le pedí no le hiciera abandonarme. Nunca podré consolarme, será que así convendría. Yo la llamo el cielo un día para huérfano dejarme. Nunca la podré olvidar. Cuando me recuerdo de ella me dan ganas de llorar. cometiendo mil errores. A todo contesto, yes, cometiendo mil errores. Ahora, juradito, ahora.
Pregunta, pero tal vez por curiosidad. curiosidad, porque quiere averiguar cómo está Cheo Feliciano. Y mira, pero aquí usted me puede ver, para complacer a la gente, cantando al ritmo caliente, con sabor a mapelle.
A bailar el mapelle, Cheo, se lo canta usted.
Anda, gózate esta, que esta es la buena, esta es un Puerto Rico.
A bailar el mapelle, Cheo, se lo canta usted.
Oye, ritmo de Cuba la Bella, con salsa de Puerto Rico.
A bailar el mapelle, Cheo, se lo canta usted.
Yo papá soy, soy, soy el quibarito, le canto a mi borique.
A bailar el mapelle,
vacilando el mapelle, mapelle.
A bailar el mapelle, Cheo, se lo canta usted.
Esta Navidad le traigo todo lo que pida usted.
A bailar el mapelle, Cheo, se lo canta usted.
Y el rabo, el mire el rabo del lechoncito, lo tiene y te cura tu lobo.
A bailar el mapelle, Cheo, se lo canta usted.
Como es vacilar.
A bailar en mapelle, Cheo, se lo canta usted.
Ay, mira, pero esta Navidad,
Cheo, se lo canta usted.
Le traigo la rumba buena, pa' que goce como es,
Cheo, se lo canta usted.
Te canto el canto del alma,
Cheo, se lo canta usted.
Pa' mi gente, que pa' mi gente allá en Puerto Rico,
Cheo, se lo canta usted.
Y alegre el jibarito va,
Cheo,
cantando, pero gozando la rumba y esta Navidad.
Se
Belén.
Iremos por Belén.
Yes, Eddie Rodriguez. Tell us who that was that we were listening to.
Wow. You know, it's so interesting how we just took people on a journey because, you know, we're talking about the diaspora of the, you know, of the Puerto Rican community, so the people that were born here or have heritage here on this Caribbean island or from here. And it stretches back to Africa. We have African roots. We have Spanish roots. We have indigenous roots. Some people say that Puerto Rico is the happiest people in the world. I got to tell you, you know, there's good people and there's bad people. And, but by far, you know, people are really nice, you know. They're very, you know, funny. They haven't been stigmatized by the, you know, the media, the news, you know, that gets people into a fearful kind of, you know, you only don't want to help your neighbor situation. But I would say overall, the music that we just heard from the beginning, in the beginning we heard a great guitarist, a cuatro master by the name of Maso Rivera. That was the intro to the show. And he, the singer, was, you know, because there were two people that were very, very important to that whole Puerto Rican folk music world. The interpreter, obviously the person that was doing the singing, you know, not really singing, that was kind of like rapping, actually. That wasn't, you know, the way that it was like poetry. And so, and obviously the guitar, you know, the lead guitar, the cuatro guitar, that high-pitched kind of guitar, you know, these masters that we heard. And Maso Rivera was one of them. And then the next tune, you know, it was interesting because that was another folk artist by the name of Ramito, Ramito. And I don't know if you were able to feel it, Valerie, but, you know, he was singing a song about his mother. And it was almost at some parts, it was like a, you know, he felt it like, in his voice, like, you know, this kind of, you know, lamenting, you know, that his mother not with her, et cetera, and so on. And that was followed by this incredible tresista by the name of Juradito. And Juradito was a kind of like a sidekick of Tavín Pumarejo, and they used to call it Hibarosong. But Tavín Pumarejo was known by his hat. He had a costume, you know, and this, you know, guitarist, Juarito, was an incredible Juradito. Juradito was such a great tresista, you know, great guitarist. Then after that, it was interesting. We got into some songs from Puerto Rico. That was an artist by the name of Joe Feliciano from Puerto Rico. He, you know, all these people that are, they're all gone, you know, rest in peace, they were masters. And Joe Feliciano came with that kind of rhythm, Mapeye, which is, you know, something that you don't hear unless you're from a certain part of the island, which is the south, Ponce. You know, there are certain rhythms from certain parts of the island that you would hear that were known. And he did a mapeye, which was a Christmas kind of beat, you know, rhythm. And he did a song for that about, you know, for the Puerto Ricans that are not in Puerto Rico, the ones around in New York and the diaspora of Puerto Ricans. And then we came to an incredible composition by Willie Colon and Hector Lavoe, with a solo by the great Yomo Toro, Yomo, Y-O-M-O, Toro, T-O-R-O. And Willie Colon is still alive. Hector's gone, and Yomo, they're gone. But this was kind of like their first Christmas album, and that album has kept selling every year. You know, people, when it was a CD craze, before that it was a cassette tape craze, before that it was the 8-track tape craze, before that it was the LP craze, you know. And there's something else coming, Beverly. I mean, I'm telling you, you know, this MP3 is not the end of what the evolution of music.
Right, no.
How it's delivered and how people consume it as an industry. And that industry is growing, and just to put it out there in terms of where I see the industry going, mm-hmm. is that the talent or the artists, they're finding their self-worth, and you know, once they're able to become a financially independent.
Okay.
Because in the beginning, you're broke.
Right.
I've known them
right.
all. I've known a lot of them. I'm telling you, they were broke. $20 is a lot of money, you know,
mm-hmm.
and now $500,000 is not enough. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's going to be something else, and I think it's going to be, you know, it's going to include the, you know, we don't talk about it a lot in the Latin community, the black community. You know, we're kind of left behind on a lot of stuff, but the metaverse is something we have to really look at as a place of commerce.
Oh, yeah.
Black,
you think that's the next thing,
Latin,
the metaverse.
The metaverse and non-fungible tokens that can be protected, traded with cryptocurrency. Currency is protected by a blockchain that it's impossible to, absolutely impossible to be able to penetrate it, to try to get that information or try to do anything to it. It's just a system that's been set up, you know, to be able to have what kind of like the banking system has,
mm-hmm.
you know, but except not with the Federal Reserve. And these are people that are trying to get away from having to bank and having currency or value by way of cryptocurrency, because you can now buy things with cryptocurrency. You can go to a Las Vegas nightclub and you got $10,000 in cryptocurrency. They'll buy it for the rate it is at that day, at that moment, at that time.
Okay.
And they'll give
okay.
you chips. You can go ahead and you can just gamble your night away. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
with your cryptocurrency.
The cryptocurrency, non-fungible NFTs, cryptocurrency,
mm-hmm.
and metaverse. Well, you know, we have to have people that are learning math and science and, you know, technology. You know,
mm-hmm.
really, you know, it's super important right now for our kids and our grandkids to be steered in that direction, because that's where the world is going. There's nothing we can do to stop it, you know. At any
yeah.
rate, the last I heard was Yomo. What a great, he was a virtuoso, Yomo. He never read a note for me. I worked with him. He was such a sweet, humble man. You know, died in poverty, actually. You know, a lot of the music that you just heard, he never got credit for that music as being a composer, as part of that. It was like he was paid as a musician and he did a solo, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But that particular piece makes up the entire work, you know, where his segment makes up really is the one that makes the composition what it is. never had any royalties, you know. It's just a sad, sad situation. But the good thing is that,
so did
they left them some great music.
Yeah. So if they make it big, like in the United States, or is they considered like a superstar, or it doesn't matter? They can make it big in France or anywhere and still be a superstar, or be well known, do really good.
Well, Beverly, I got to tell you that in order to do that, you need to have stamina, mm-hmm. and you need to have mm-hmm. discipline. You need to be have some work ethics that are, unwavering in terms of how you reach certain goals that you set for yourself per year, every 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, whatever it is. But the way that people make it today, the only way they make it today, is there's so there's millions of people on the internet that you can find, but it's only that 1% of the people that make it in the music business. And from my experience, is that you have to suit up and show up. You got to play wherever you can in front of as many people as you can. And today, you have to have a strong social media presence. You know, so that from one follower, you can get to a million followers, you know, one follower at a time.
And speaking of the industry, let the people know, you know, what do you do in the industry and who are you before we move forward?
Well, you know, it's interesting. A lot of people have tried it, I've never wanted to be pigeonholed into one thing, and I think that's why, I've been with some major multinational media companies throughout my career, and have done everything from marketing and branding and producing concerts and festivals and working with new artists that nobody knows who they are and handling a segment of the marketing campaign in a certain region of the country created artists from an unknown to become known and the music played in clubs wherever that type of genre was being played. And on radio, mm-hmm. wherever it was being played. And so, in the newspaper, any print, you did the old legacy media. Now, you got everything online. But there's nothing, Beverly, and you tell me if I'm wrong. There is nothing compared to when you hear an artist on the radio, or you hear an artist on your iPhone or your Bluetooth speaker, than when you see them perform live.
Oh, yeah, that's the best. I mean, you really can feel it. Yeah.
So the artists that have the forecast, I got a lot, I got money to do this, I got money to do that, but it's not about money. It's about passion. It's about perseverance. It's about knowing that you know that this is something that you know how to do and you can do compared to what the industry calls for to be done. And so what I do is I evolve as the industry evolves from when I started with cassette tapes and LPs and from club shows at nightclubs and working with radio and working with multinational corporate, going corporate and leaving corporate. Every time I was corporate, I'd do 5 years and I'd leave because the corporate was not a place for me. Televisa is a huge company. People give their right arm to work for that company, Televisa, in Mexico. And I walked away. At one point, I worked with Billboard magazine, you know, back in the 80s and Beverly Hills. You know, I left that, you know, it was just starting. I didn't want to be involved with them. And then I started doing, you know, television series, which, you know, met other people. I was, and then I, you know, went into other kind of jobs and landed up in the 1990 with an independent label out of New York that was distributed by Sony Records. And I was in charge of the West Coast region, Hollywood and San, you know, Los Angeles, San Francisco, San Diego, Las Vegas. And I had an, all the program, the directors, all the radio stations, all the press people, all the nightclubs, all the DJs, you know, the people from that whole, all the newspaper, you know, everybody from that industry. So when I artists came in from New York that I was promoting, I could set up a campaign, television, radio, print. You know, we didn't have internet back then. But now we have more, you know. So that's what, that's pretty much it. Now what I'm doing is my focus is on 2023, and there's some things that are looking really, really interesting in Europe and in Asia for Latin music. And it's the Latin music, not the one that we're hearing tonight. It's the Latin music that's popular with the youth. It's called reggaeton. It's called Latin urban. It's called trap, okay. Latin trap. You know, those type of, you know, young people things. But Puerto Rico has been a hotbed for those artists to become, you know, from rags to riches, or Horacio Aldrosor, you know, multi, hundreds of millions of dollars. started, you know, but they stuck to it. And so when you look at things like that, and you know people, you've been with the people that that has happened to, I have a lot of confidence that it could be done by others. They just have to be, have the right attitude, and have a very high standard, you know, from, even from the nutrition to, you know, physical health, you know, has to be
right.
Don't
get caught up in the drugs. Yeah. We got our
drugs. The drugs come with people, you know. That's who brings the drugs around.
Yeah.
You just don't have out with the people. You just leave them.
Right.
You say, hey, I got things to do. I don't have time. You know, I have no time.
Exactly.
I gotta go to sleep.
Well, hold on 1 minute, Eddie. I want to tell the people that I got my times mixed up tonight. And so we're going off the internet, but if you want to continue to hear us live, you can hear on the phone, which is 323-642-1586. And also, I'll open up the lines if you have a question or a comment for Eddie Rodriguez. Push the number 1. Now, when you listen to the rebroadcast of the show, you'll be able to hear everything. So I just want to let them know that. And also give them your contact information, Eddie Rodriguez, that they can get in touch with you. It might be some Teddy or some very talented people out there. Go ahead.
Absolutely, Beverly. I think the best thing is just the two letters E-R, and then the word entertainment, the entire word entertainment, E-R entertainment, at iCloud.com. That's the best way to find me. It'll come right to my phone and or to my laptop. And
okay.
And yes, absolutely. And you too, Beverly, you know, you have a huge audience of Truth to Power, so, you know, I hope they'll send their comments to your website and to all of your social media pages at Truth to Power.
Yes. Well, we still have some more music here. If you want to play some more music.
You know, this is like walking into, you go into the projects in Spanish Harlem on, you know, Lexington Avenue, 3rd Avenue and 99th Street, 105th Street, and you take an elevator to a certain floor, and you hear some of this music blaring out of one of the apartments.
Yeah.
You know, back in the day. Back in the day, you know. So,
okay.
I hope everyone enjoys what's coming up.
Okay, here we go.
Había preparado. Allí llegó Pérez Prado, oiga, los guaracheros de Oriente. La fiesta estaba caliente. Johnny el Men casi dormía y Eddie miró, le decía: no hay cama para tanta gente. Johnny Ventura con Yayo el Indio charlaba. Roberto Torres estaba con Javier Vázquez y su gente. Y Ras Mercado de repente intentó apagar la luz, pero gritó: Celia Cruz, no hay cama para tanta gente. Encontró que la selecta ya se encontraba dispuesta para alegrar el ambiente. Y en una esquina Tito Puente empezaba a pestañear y volvió Celia a gritar: ¡Azúcar! ¡No hay cama para tanta gente! A Odilio junto al gallito traguito. Sabin estaba jaladito y así dijo prontamente: oye, machuchan, dámele a esta gente de café negro una taza y todo el mundo pa' su casa. No hay cama pa' tanta gente. Mira, ahí se va este.
¡Afuera!
¡Vamos! ¡José Esteban! ¡Vamos, Sánchez!
¡Afuera! ¡Para la calle! ¡Afuera! ¡Para la calle! Mire dos pa' abajo, que son un peligro arriba.
hace a conciencia, la clave te va a tumbar. Esto tiene su truquito, esto no es llegue y pegue, esto lleva sus añitos, Rafael, pa' tocarse como es. Completa. Esto no viene en los libros, no se enseña en la academia, esto es poquito a poquito, luego el esfuerzo se premia.
herencia latino. No la dejes que se te duerma. No la dejes que muera.
Pretendes recoger,
siembra.
Si pretendes cosechar, pero no olvides que de acuerdo a la semilla,
así serán los frutos que recogerás.
Pretendes alcanzar
lo que
el futuro te traerá, pero no olvides que de acuerdo a la semilla,
así serán los frutos que recogerás.
Gracias, Willy. Conciencia, familia.
All righty. You are listening to Eddie Rodriguez and Puerto Rico and South Bronx Christmas music.
That was a great composition and arrangement and by Willie Colon and Ruben Blades, who was a vocalist, the lead vocalist. And, you know, Ruben is a poet. I mean, that song was about inspiration, about having faith, you know, and being Latino, you know, don't give up, you know. You know, you can enter into the world of success, you know, that you have to have faith, you know, you have to look to make things better for people, you know, for your community, for your country. You know, it was a message of camaraderie because he was there with Willie Colon and Ruben Blades. Today, you cannot get Ruben Blades and Willie Colon to perform at the same venue together as Willie Colon and Ruben Blades. It would have to be, I don't know how it would have to be, Ruben Blades. And, you know, it's just incredible. They can't, you know, they haven't done shows, but they were always Willie Colon and Ruben Blades. Willie Colon was around before Ruben. And we knew Willie before we knew Ruben, so. And so that was really our trombone and his arrangement and the violin arrangement to that particular composition. So that was a different era. I chose that just to have a song of inspiration to everyone. It's for, you know, it doesn't have to be a Latino. He's talking to Latinos in Latin America, you know, in Spanish. Obviously, they understand him. And then before that, you know, we heard a Gran Combo. Earlier, the question was, Eddie, you know, are any of these people known anywhere in the world? And Blades, a Gran Combo, Willie Colon, you know, all still alive. Cheo Feliciano was known all over the world, you know. The ones that were we played earlier, believe it or not, you know, they were only famous in Puerto Rico. You know, the first, the typical traditional Puerto Rican music with a guitar and a guido and vocals and telling stories. They were famous in New York and in Chicago, wherever the Puerto Rican diaspora was, and even Hawaii, believe it or not. So, but Ruben, known throughout the world, what do you call on throughout the world, anywhere he goes, you know, a Gran Combo. You know, but these are people that toured. They spent 6 months, 9 months on the road, you know, during the time that they can do that. And today, you know, imagine here you are, you're working with an artist and got all kind of superstar status and already, you know, hit songs, and not only 1, 2, 3, 4, 10 hit songs. And then it's, you know, I got this girl pregnant, and I got to get married to her, dedicate my time to her. You know, I say, hey, listen, man, you're going to have to bring all the trips with you. You know, we just got to carry around with your wife and kids. You can't stop now. You know, this is not staying, oh, we want to bring them all to normal, you know, home and backyard and school, man, you're going to be able to buy a school. I have a lot of big backyards. You know, you got to stick to the program. And a lot of people don't. And some of them not only because of a relationship, but also some because of religion. You know, they convert to, a Pentecostal, you know, Jehovah's Witness, and you know, these are very orthodox religions, a lot of them, and they're very tough to accept people that are not like them. And I don't think that any prophet ever came from, you know, the Creator that, you know, to give us good messages about, you know, how to live our lives. ever goes to not to hate people that are not like you. You know, I think your messages have always been love and peace and understanding and patience and kindness and doing good, being of service, and, you know, a clean heart, you know, So, you know, but, so you have that. They convert to that, and they turn into different individuals. As a matter of fact, that's pretty tough sometimes, dealing with a person that just converted into a Pentecostal religion. You know, they call you the devil to heaven. I've seen it, and you know, it's pretty tough. But getting back to that Gran Combo, and that you heard before, that was a composition by our late great, my mentor, Tito Puente. May he rest in peace. A composition he did in the 50s called Hong Kong Mumble. And I wanted to play that just to have an instrumental in this set tonight, more than anything else. And his solo, he's a percussionist, but, you know, he chose to also play the piano and the marimba. And the marimba is an incredible instrument, a different sound than a vibe that have a more kind of a metal electric sound. But, you know, he loves the marimba, and the marimba is from Guatemala. But before it was in Guatemala, it was in Africa. So that instrument has, you know, it's just a great, you know, tone, let's put it like that. So, and then before that, there was a song, you know, that's always played around Christmas time, that there's not enough beds for everybody. It's a party song, and they talk about people in the city, about this one coming over, this one showing up, you know, but these are artists, you know. This one just came through the door. And one of the names they mentioned was Ralph Mercado, any rest in peace. He was my also a friend and a mentor. I was associated with him since from 1975 until he passed in 2009. That's a lot of years to be associated with one camp in the Latin music industry. But, you know, I loved every minute, and it was fantastic. And but in 2009, I took different directions. I did, you know, some different types of projects, but maintaining myself an independent. So that song, he said, in the song, he said, oh, that's Ralphie with Celia Cruz, you know, because Ralph, may she rest in peace, she was known as the queen of Latin music. So Ralph Mercado single-handedly created what was called the queen of Latin music. You know how? Investing on outfits for the stage and wigs and this and that, and putting her in a different status, you know, limousines and, you know, events and, you know, the shows that, you know, Africa, taking her to Africa with the Final All-Stars. I mean, she was a superstar. And so Ralph Mercado and Celia Cruz, and I was there with Celia Cruz, told Rob that, you know, she couldn't work with him anymore. That broke his heart, you know. That was pretty sad, you know. Oh, there's a lot of things that have happened in the Latin music industry that people don't know about. But they mentioned Rob McConnell, Celia Cruz. I'm telling you some of the behind the scenes stuff that ended up happening, because he was promoting her. He was giving her everything, doing everything he could to create and have her known as the queen of Latin music, Celia Cruz. May she rest in peace.
Yeah, so he really marketed her really good.
Well, you know, he came from working in the black music industry. You know, he was doing shows with James Brown when I met him. Mm-hmm. And he's in Puerto Rican, Dominican, from Brooklyn. And he said, you know, say he's the only black person he knows that speaks Spanish, speaks Spanish, and black speaks Spanish and thinks like a Jew. And so he would haggle. You know, he came from the haggling. You know, he said, hey, my fee is $10,000. You know, he said, man, I can't do it for 10. You know, I'll do it for 5. And I said, well, no, okay. I can't do it for 5. I'll do it for 9. I said, I still can't do it for 9. I'll do it for 6. You know, he came from that world. And okay. So he did it all his life, you know. And it was part of his, you know, nature, and we expected that from him. But when it was time to pay, he paid 100% all the time. No, I'll see you tomorrow. You know, to write the check because he had amassed, quite a bit of money with his promotions company, booking agency, and his record label. Now he's doing $15 million a year. You know, while I was with him, and. Oh, and, that 15 was probably going to go to 20 and 25, you know, the following year. So, but, certain moves that he made that he ended up losing his entire dynasty, you know, which is...
He lost everything,
He lost everything. He lost everything.
Wow.
And,
different.
Because I was able to meet the COO of back then MCA Music back in the 90s, and I promoted a show at the Hollywood Bowl. All the artists were from the label that I was representing, which was Ralph's label, and it was Celia and Mark Anthony and all the biggest names. These people are still working today, and I ended up. Being able to meet with the newly appointed COO of Universal Music. And he wanted to know about Latin music, and I went to his office in Universal City, sat down with him. I was able to bring all of our recordings, all the videos, all the stats, everything, the sales the year before, everything. And he said, how much do you think Ralph wants for his company? I knew Ralph was trying to sell his company for $12 million. But Sony offered him, I think, $7 million. And so, I just picked a number. I didn't really think of it. I said, if Ralph is doing 12 now, he's probably going to at least want 24, maybe 30. I don't think you could talk to him for less than $30 million. And you know what he said to me? That's not a problem.
What?
not a problem. We can do it.
Okay.
I brought Ralph out to the West Coast, and instead of taking the offer, saw the offer. And now he ended up losing everything. Yeah.
Wow.
I got a tragic tale, of people in the industry, what you get from becoming successful and then losing it all, for mistakes that could have been avoided if you had the right people around you and legal counsel, the right legal counsel around you. And it was just copyright infringement. It was a copyright infringement case, international copyright law. You can't win with that. You did it, then you're guilty. And damages are damages. And so the damages were so high that he couldn't afford to pay. He had to sell his company. You know who bought the company? Same company that you could have probably got $50 million for them. Universal. They bought it for $19 million in a federal court auction.
Universal.
At least $30 million. At least $30 million. And
right.
So, and probably 50 or even more. I think probably about he could have gotten 50. But he had his buddies around him, and he didn't. He wasn't like with me and the lawyers. He You know, these people like the old people, you know, from his old world, not his new world, you know.
Right.
But they attacked him. They were attached to him. I don't know what they had on him or whatever. They messed everything up.
Wow.
But we got some more music. You know, I want to say Merry Christmas to everybody, you know, and, you know, for those people that, you know, are thinking of business in the music industry, you always have to find an entertainment lawyer to do everything with. You know, that has to be your guide, you know. I've made a lot of mistakes by not having an entertainment attorney work with me all these years, but, you know, I've always had friends give me good advice, but attorneys. So, but if you're starting,
right,
the best thing to do. Best thing to
get an entertainment, not just a regular attorney.
It
has
personal,
to be an entertainment.
No personal injury lawyer, no immigration lawyer,
right,
no state lawyer, no criminal lawyer.
Right.
You got to get an entertainment lawyer. With that, I will bid you adieu and Merry Christmas. We'll come back next week. I have something in mind for some of the people, some of the great artists that departed us this year, to play again, some music. Play the music we hear, nobody would listen to it. You know, I mean, if we weren't doing it, everyone's listening to the new material that's out. So it's kind of great that you're doing this to be able to put this music out there in the universe. And hopefully some people can share it and can tell us, you know,
enjoy it.
How they like it. You know, I hope you enjoyed tonight. How did you enjoy it?
Oh, yes. I definitely enjoyed it. I'm enjoying it more and more. You know, you introduced me to it. I never really listened to Latin music. But, I mean, music is universal. So I can feel it. I'm enjoying it. I'm learning. So, yeah. And I'm enjoying that, you know, you are taking your time out every week to come on this platform to help us to understand the music. And to give us some insight on the industry also.
Well, I've been in the industry for a long time. I've had different job titles. But, you know, most of all, you know, I love music. I love my family. My family, you know, loves music too. My son is doing something in the R&B world. He works for company called Ruben Rodriguez Entertainment. Ruben passed away, may he rest in peace, in 2021, and that's the company to my son. And Ruben used to work with Aretha, worked with Patti LaBelle. Ruben was around when black radio really just started, and he was working for Columbia Records and then decided in the 80s to start his own company. And he was in a black radio, national radio promoter, you know, for all the labels that had black artists coming out, and they had wanted a campaign, and they would hire Ruben's company, and he had a network, and when he passed, his daughter wanted to keep the company going, and he asked my son if he would stay on and run the company, and so he's doing that. They have an artist from Nigeria, from Africa, that they're working with right now. And, you know, you know, this is kind of like the in the R&B world, kind of the new stuff happening in the R&B world. But her name is Ayra, A-Y-R-A. The last name is
A-Y-R-A.
Star.
A-Y-R-A.
A-Y-R-A. Ayra. Last name is Star.
Okay,
S-T-A-R-R. Star.
Okay.
She did featuring with Kelly Rowland.
Mm-hmm.
And it is kicking off, you know, still playing during all this Christmas music. And so, you know, my son is responsible for working with the record label and with the promotion team to do that nationally.
In your footsteps. They both of them followed in your footsteps.
I used to take him to concerts for me because there was nothing for me to hide. I wasn't hanging out. I would take him to shows with me, you know, and he would see me and sit there. Well, everything I was doing, he'd be right there with me. And
he saw
a lot of artists when he was young, so he wasn't starstruck when he started meeting some of the big names in the black music industry, you know, R&B industry. So, but yeah, Eddie Jr. His name is Eddie Jr.
Eddie Rodriguez Jr.
Rodriguez Jr. Some kids they don't want to be called Jr. But he said, "Hey Dad, you know your name. You know, whenever I mention it, the people that do know you, they say so many things, great things that you've done. You know, that they remember you for."
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, he's kind of proud of that. I'm proud of him. But, you know,
yeah.
Merry Christmas to you. Happy holidays.
Okay.
We'll be on before New Year's. And
thanks to you
and
your family.
Love. Thank you
better
so
love.
Much, Billy.
Better love. Thank you. Thank you.
Better
love, everyone.
Here we go. Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Thank you.